China. Wealth displays. Leave the Hermès at home. The government doesn't want people flaunting their wealth.
Mao Zedong persecuted the rich, but his successor as paramount leader, Deng Xiaoping, decided to let some people get rich first as he launched market-oriented reforms. Now a growing number of Chinese are rich, and the pendulum has swung back with the government cracking down on ostentatious displays of wealth. Online influencers are the state's main target. Until recently, these, mostly young men and women, flaunted their luxury goods to millions of followers. In recent months, though, many have had their social media accounts suspended by China's internet regulators. Among the most famous of these personalities is a man called Wang Hongquanxing. Known as China's Kim Kardashian, he has reportedly said that he would never leave his house without clothes, jewellery and accessories worth less than 10 million yuan. That's $1.4 million. In May, state media reported that he had been banned from China's top social media platforms, along with dozens of other influencers. This is not the first time that influencers have found themselves in the government's crosshairs. They were also targeted in 2021 when China's leader Xi Jinping launched his Common Prosperity campaign. That effort aimed to chasten the ultra-rich and reduce inequality. People and companies with a lot of money were encouraged to contribute more to society. The slapping down of Jack Ma, China's best-known billionaire, was seen as a warning to the country's other plutocrats. None of this is stopping people from getting rich in China, according to a report by Knight Frank, a property consultancy based in London. It tracks the number of high net worth individuals, defined as those with assets of $1 million or more. The global number is expected to rise by 28% between now and 2028, but in China it is expected to increase by 47%. Big multinational banks say they are increasing their wealth management services for Chinese clients. This probably has little to do with the crackdown on influencers. Amid a sluggish economy, Chinese consumers are simply becoming more frugal, spending less on Balenciaga and Gucci wallets. Some luxury brands are putting on a brave face. Louis Vuitton, a French fashion house, has just opened its renovated boutique in the city of Guangzhou. The CEO of Tissot, a Swiss luxury watch company, was recently in Shanghai for a product launch. Zegna, a stylish clothing brand, has opened a posh new cafe in Shanghai. Don't expect Chinese influencers to do much promotion, though.